Fewer Arizona 8th, 10th, and 12th graders report smoking cigarettes in the past 30 days, but more are vaping and using marijuana. Those are among the findings from the 2018 Arizona Youth Survey. And with me to go over the results is Andrew Lefevre, Executive Director of the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission, which released the survey. And Andrew, when you look at the findings as a whole, what to you are the key takeaways?
You know, overall, I think as a society in general, we've done a really nice job of telling our students and youth about the dangers of a lot of different products, and by and large they're listening. We've seen a continued trend in reduction in smoking and alcohol and students utilizing, you know, a lot of the substances like prescription medications and things like that, all going down, which is great. The troubling thing that we see here in Arizona with the release of the 2018 Arizona Youth Survey results is a continued trend up in the use of youth using marijuana, and now this meteoric rise of the use of e-cigarettes and vaping. If you ask students what they think about smoking, it's still bad, but when you ask them about vaping and e-cigarettes, it's all good, it's cool, it's hip, and I think we're going to see very quickly 30 years of smoking prevention efforts go down the drain with the rise of e-cigarettes.
I'm curious about what you make about the increased use of e-cigarettes. Like, where's the disconnect? Like, how do students say smoking is bad and we don't want to do it, but vaping is good and we do want to do it?
You know, I think we're at this time and age in our society where we have these cool electronic products that everybody has in their pockets, on their wrists, all of this, where we see things, technology is cool. And the introduction of e-cigarettes as a way to get people off of smoking, I get that. That makes sense. It's probably certainly safer than smoking is. But the way that the product is being marketed with cool flavors and all of this stuff, it's we're going to get younger and younger generations of kids on these products. And once they're on it, they're going to be addicted to nicotine just like smoking was.
So you think kids are using e-cigarettes kind of like they're using iPhones, it sounds like.
I think that's one thing. They see it, it's cool. And you know, the concentration of nicotine that somebody is getting off of a Juul is much higher than what they're getting off a puff of a traditional cigarette. So, you know, you put that into an eighth grader's hand and get them puffing on one of those things, and it's not hard to see how they're going to get addicted to nicotine very quickly. They're cool looking, they're small, they're hard to identify, so it's not like a pack of cigarettes laying on a desk that a teacher or a principal is going to see. It's something that can be in their pocket, it's something that could be in their backpack.
So do you think then that the efforts to try to convince kids that e-cigarettes are bad, will that need a different approach to what we've seen over the years about teaching kids that smoking cigarettes is bad?
The same approach will work. And, you know, when we ask students in the youth survey why they don't use substances, why they choose not to do drugs or alcohol and smoke, the number one answer is typically given they're just not interested, which is great. The number two answer, which I think is interesting and needs to be explored further, is because they think their parents will be disappointed in them. So I don't think parents realize yet the growth and the danger of e-cigarettes. They may not even know their student is doing it. You don't get the same telltale signs. You don't come home reeking of smoke and all of these other things. So, you know, having those conversations with your students at an earlier and earlier age about the dangers of, again, not just drugs and alcohol, but now vaping and e-cigarettes is something that needs to occur. Because, you know, I think students inherently know because of the last 30 years of hearing it that if I smoke a cigarette and I'm an athlete, that's bad for me. I don't think they think that with e-cigarettes.
You mentioned marijuana use was also sort of a troubling sign that you found in this report. Were you able to break it down in terms of were kids smoking marijuana? Were they ingesting it in edibles? Were they using CBD oils, things like that? I mean, do you have a sense of how kids in Arizona are consuming marijuana?
That's interesting. You know, we started asking questions about marijuana a couple of iterations ago, you know, because of the Medical Marijuana Act and just the growth in marijuana. And it is, unfortunately, the fastest growing thing that we're seeing students are using. in 8th, 10th, and 12th grade. So, you know, we have about 8% of our 8th graders using report using marijuana regularly in the last 30 days. That number goes up to about 17% for 10th graders and about 23% for 12th graders. That's troubling, and that's been on the rise over the last iterations. This was the first year we talked about concentrates and asked if they use concentrates. So that's not necessarily edibles. That's the distillation of the THC out of a marijuana plant into oils, and they call it marijuana crack, the distillate part of it. And unfortunately, we're seeing that about 17% of 12th graders are reporting regular use of those things. That's dangerous. The typical marijuana plant that's being grown today has a THC level of around 35%. When you get down to a concentrate, that's in the 85 to 90% range. That's some dangerous stuff. When the research shows that, you know, young teenage minds on marijuana, that is a dangerous combination that really stunts their ability to learn.
All right. That's Andrew Lefevre, Executive Director of the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission. Andrew, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.